Good afternoon. Well, a much better day for the Australian share market on Tuesday. The ASX 200 was up 38 points, 0.6%, closing up at 6,179. So we've managed to put to an end an eight-day losing streak and the longest we've had in 2.5 years. So while the market just a couple of weeks ago was at decade highs, there's been a real lack of positive news in Australia and globally, quite enough to push the market higher. So today we had improvements across the board. Around 70% of all companies were higher. The banks made quite a difference, with ANZ and also CBA lifting most, up by about 1.5%. The energy sector also managed to put to one side some lower oil prices last night, and the telcos and technology sectors are also managed to lift as well. In as far as company news goes, A2 Milk was up 3.5%. It's updating investors at the moment in Hong Kong and basically made comments suggesting that it expects sales growth to remain relatively strong in China, Australia, New Zealand and the US moving forward. Woolworths was up 1% despite some media reports that Maurice Blackburn is launching a $100 million class action against the group. Slater and Gordon up 20% today. There were some media reports that it could announce a number of class actions from here. Shipbuilder Austal had an interesting day. It was up at one stage, finished in negative territory, but still won a contract to build a fast ferry in Trinidad and Tobago. A number of stocks ex-dividend, so that's generally the case around this time of year. And some big names out there which were a bit of a drag. CSL, one of them, News Corp, another, Adairs, and also Brambles. And the Royal Commission also shifted its attention to insurance companies this week. So round six of the hearings kick off in Melbourne on Monday, actually. So IAG, Suncorp, both down today. On the economic front, we had business confidence falling back to a 25-month low. Had a bit to do, perhaps, with the political uncertainty that hit Canberra in the past month or so. But overall, conditions are still improving and remaining quite strong in the business sector overall. The Australian dollar is a little stronger at 71.2 US cents.